News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, let me wrap up this segment we've been doing on school safety. You know, I had my opening monologue, and I called it For the Children. And I pointed out the fact that rhetoric is just that, it's rhetoric. And there are things you can actually do, but when you start abusing the sentiments of the people around you in order to make your political gains, I have issues with that. I'm going to wind up being staunchly opposed to anything that limits or curtails constitutional liberties. I'm going to wind up being staunchly opposed to things that become, you know, broad unfunded mandates or, limiting school funding if you don't do certain things that may be considered to be, you know, not favorable to the local community. But at the same time, I do think there's a broad discussion we can have about things you can do and things that we are doing and things that we might need to do better. So I will say this, though. One of the things I want to make sure I portray to you is that, according to a story here on WBRC.com, dated just a couple days ago, the title of it is, Experts Say That Alabama Is Better Than Most States When It Comes to School Security. So do know that. I mean, I think that's important. It's not always a matter of, you know, dealing in the issues. Sometimes you do have to compare. Sometimes you do have to look around and go, oh, we do have it better here. I mean, I can't speak for every state, but I can tell you this, that right now I know many Alabama parents are worried about school security after this horrific shooting in Texas. Yes. But according to the story I'm looking at right now, it says the National Association of School Resource Officers says that Alabama actually compares quite well when it comes to the rest of the country on school safety. The executive director there said that, even though there's an SRO shortage in some schools, that many districts, they double up, they do what they can. They have an officer that goes back and forth between nearby schools. Sometimes, you know, you have the middle school and the elementary school side by side, and they make the rounds. But his comment says is, I do think that Alabama is way ahead of a lot of other states in terms of overall safety measures and school resource officer populations. He said our state does a great job at looking at safety through environmental design strategies, but every school in the state could benefit from a specially selected and trained school resource officer. And I'm going to tell you right now, aside from hardening the front door and putting in basic security measures like cameras and running those drills, I think an SRO in a school is one of the best things that could happen. One of the best things that could happen. It's not about limiting the constitutional liberties of an entire population of law-abiding citizens because of one mentally ill 18-year-old. What it is about is taking the reasonable steps in today's culture and environment to deal with the issues as best we can to make it such that it is nearly impossible, or at the least much harder, for these exceptionally evil people to do that kind of thing again. And we want to prevent that from happening, certainly. But in the course of doing it, we cannot lock ourselves into a prison because the bad guys were already there. I'm just telling you, folks, You don't wind up blockading the port to keep out the bad ships, because then you also keep out the good ships. You know what I'm saying? So what you have to do is find a means by which you can adjust to the dynamics of your current environment without curtailing the liberties that made it a great nation in the first place. Take care of the kids. Put aside the rhetoric. Stop talking about changing the Constitution. How about we work on the issues that revolved in this kid's life, like the mental health of his family? Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. I think we're about to be out of time here, but we will be right back with number two on the Triple Dipper. Y'all stay tuned.